Its global demand for a critical technology is set to double in the next year, but supply will fall short by up to 20%. What happens to your business? That isn't a hypothetical. It's the reality for the advanced packaging required for every single AI chip, and it's happening right now. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing for professionals in U.S. and European manufacturing, trading, and technology. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're diving deep into the massive cascading bottlenecks in the AI hardware supply chain. The explosive demand for AI is creating a crisis, but the choke point keeps shifting. First, it was HBM memory. Now it's the packaging that puts the chips together, and a new constraint is already emerging. We'll break down what this means for Western companies trying to deploy AI and secure their future. Troy, let's start with the central crisis. What is this advanced packaging bottleneck?
It's the most significant physical constraint in AI hardware production today. We're talking about technologies like TSMC's CoWoS and SoIC. Think of it as building a high-rise skyscraper of chips, connecting them vertically and horizontally, instead of a single-story building. This 2.5D and 3D integration is essential for the massive performance AI accelerators need.
So it's not the chips themselves, but how you assemble them. And the demand is outstripping supply?
Dramatically. Global CoWoS demand is projected to double from about 1.4 million wafers this year, 2026, to over 2.5 million by 2027. And even with massive investment, the industry is forecasting a supply shortfall of 10 to 20%.
Even with someone like TSMC, the world's best, on the job.
Correct. TSMC has doubled its capacity annually for three straight years and is achieving incredible yields of over 98% on its 5.5x reticle process. But the sheer volume of demand from NVIDIA, AMD, and others is overwhelming.
What does a 20% shortfall mean for a U.S. manufacturer trying to build AI-powered factory robots or a European tech firm deploying new servers?
It means extended lead times, fierce competition for allocation, and significantly higher costs for all AI-enabled hardware. Your plans to upgrade factory automation or data center capacity could be delayed by 12 to 18 months, not because of a lack of innovation, but a lack of packaging capacity.
So what's the actionable insight here?
Western executives need to start forecasting their high-performance computing and AI hardware needs for 2027 and 2028 now. Get in the queue. Begin conversations with your hardware vendors about securing allocations and understand their position with foundries like TSMC.
Okay, so the industry is scrambling to scale packaging, but I hear the problem is already shifting. Troy, what are ABF substrates and why are they suddenly the next big crisis?
ABF stands for Ajinomoto Buildup Film. It's a critical insulating material used to create the intricate multi-layered circuit board, the substrate, that the AI processor and memory sit on. After years of focusing on HBM memory and CoWoS capacity, TSMC executives publicly stated this month that ABF substrates are now the next major constraint.
So we solve one problem and another appears immediately downstream. Who makes this material?
The market leader is a Japanese company, Ibiden. They're acutely aware of the problem and just announced a massive 500 billion yen investment. That's about 3.2 billion US dollars to expand capacity through 2028. But customers are so concerned about shortages in 2029 and 30 that they're asking to co-invest to speed it up.
How does a shortage of this film from a Japanese company affect a German automotive supplier or an American electronics distributor?
It's a critical single-source dependency deep in the supply chain. For a German automotive manufacturer, the advanced processors needed for autonomous driving systems rely on these substrates. A shortage means production line delays. For a U.S. trading company, you need to know which hardware vendors, be it NVIDIA, Broadcom, or others, have secured long-term ABF supply contracts. That will determine who gets their products to market.
What should executives be doing about this?
They need to add substrate-level visibility to their supply chain risk assessments. Ask your hardware partners, what is your ABF sourcing strategy? Is it secured through 2028? What about beyond? The answers will reveal their vulnerability, and by extension, your own.
Let's not forget the original bottleneck, Troy. High bandwidth memory, or HBM. We were told that was improving, but the latest news is alarming.
The HBM crisis is far from over. In fact, it's intensifying. The market leader, SK Hynix, which holds over 60% of the market, just announced they are increasing the price of their next-generation HBM4 by nearly 70%.
70%?
That's not an adjustment, that's a shockwave. What's driving that?
Two things: continued tight supply and a massive increase in the amount of memory per chip. NVIDIA's new Blackwell B200 GPU, for example, uses 192 gigabytes of HBM3E. That's a 140% increase from its predecessor, the H100. This demand tsunami means manufacturers like SK Hynix and Micron are sold out for years.
Are competitors responding? What about Samsung?
They are. Samsung has made a remarkable comeback, dramatically improving its HBM4 manufacturing yield from the low 60% to over 80% in just a few months, hitting their year-end target early. This puts them in a strong position to win orders from NVIDIA and AMD, intensifying the competition. At the same time, US-based Micron has already started mass production of its 36-gigabyte HBM4 modules, shipping them to NVIDIA for the Vera Rubin platform.
So, for a Western company, what does this HBM price shock mean? Can they even absorb a 70% increase?
No, that cost will be passed directly to the customer. US and European manufacturers will see the price of AI-enabled equipment and data center hardware skyrocket. Trading companies and distributors will face extreme price volatility and allocation battles for HBM-equipped hardware.
What's the move for executives?
If you have major AI infrastructure deployments planned for 2027 or 2028, attempt to lock in pricing and delivery schedules now. The situation is not going to get cheaper or easier in the near term. Also, evaluate if alternative hardware configurations with less or different types of memory could meet some of your less critical AI workload needs.
Troy, this sounds like a supply chain in chaos. Is there any good news? What is the industry actually doing to fix this multi-front crisis?
The response is historic. We are entering an unprecedented capital investment supercycle. Global semiconductor equipment spending is forecast to surge 30% year over year in 2026 to a staggering $240 billion.
Where is that money going?
A huge portion is going into advanced packaging. Equipment makers are seeing explosive growth. KLA, which makes critical inspection tools, forecast its advanced packaging revenue will hit $1.1 billion this year. Applied Materials just upgraded its forecast for the same segment, now expecting over 70% growth in 2026. This money is building the factories and tools to address these bottlenecks.
Is that the only solution? Just throwing money at the problem?
It's also driving innovation toward a long-term fix. At major industry conferences like ECTC and Semi Europe, the entire conversation has shifted. The future isn't just smaller transistors, it's new ways of packaging. Two technologies are emerging as the pillars for the next generation: glass substrates and panel-level packaging, or POP.
What do those do?
Glass substrates offer better electrical performance and dimensional stability than the current organic materials, which is crucial for the massive AI packages of the future. And panel-level packaging uses large rectangular panels instead of round wafers, which could dramatically lower manufacturing costs through sheer economy of scale.
So, a light at the end of the tunnel, but it sounds like it's a few years away.
Exactly. These solutions are targeting mass production around 2028. This means the high-cost, tight-supply environment is the reality for at least the next 2 to 3 years. U.S. and European companies need to navigate this period carefully.
What's the actionable insight for today, then?
Manufacturers should consider this a strategic moment to invest in R&D for more efficient AI models that can achieve more with less hardware. For trading companies, this is the time to closely monitor the development of glass substrates and PLP to identify which equipment and material suppliers will lead the next wave.
Troy, a complex picture this week. Let's boil it all down for our listeners. What are the three key strategic takeaways from this AI supply chain crisis?
First, anticipate persistent shortages and delays. The AI hardware bottleneck is real and structural. The projected 10 to 20% global shortfall in advanced packaging will constrain hardware availability until at least 2027. Your project timelines must reflect this reality.
Second,
brace for significant and sustained cost increases. With critical components like HBM memory seeing price hikes of up to 70%, the era of cheap computing power is over for the high-end AI space. This will directly impact the total cost of ownership for all new AI infrastructure.
And the third takeaway:
you must track the entire supply chain. The bottlenecks are a moving target, shifting from CoWoS capacity to ABF substrates. Understanding these deep-tier dependencies is no longer optional.
It is a core part of strategic risk management.
And finally, what is the one action every executive should consider taking right now?
Schedule a meeting with your primary hardware suppliers this quarter. The goal is to get clarity on their allocation strategies and their supply chain visibility for 2027 and 2028. You need to secure your place in the queue for the next 24 months.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Troy, as always, thank you for the critical intelligence.
A pleasure, Susie.
To our listeners in the U.S. and Europe, a volatile supply chain creates both risk and opportunity. Staying ahead of it is paramount. Subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Join us next week for your strategic briefing.